There is a story with the Altar of Slobodka, or maybe it was the Altar of Kelm. There was a great maskil who had plagued the yeshivas, and he died. And he had a very big funeral, and it was reported in the newspapers, and he received a tremendous amount of honor in his death. And Talmidim were wondering, how could it be that such a rasha merited such an honor during his funeral? So they discussed it with the altar. He speculated that perhaps one time this man had shown some respect to a Talmud Chacham, and this way it was getting repaid in this world. The Talmidim said, well, maybe this maskil had been at funerals where they recited Kaddish. Maybe he answered a Meni Heshmei Rabba one time, although it seemed unlikely because he was so anti-religious. The altar said, it's impossible. Do you know why? Because this wouldn't come even close to a repayment for a mitzvah like that. So just to put things in perspective, that even when mitzvahs do get repaid in this world, we don't begin to understand how they get repaid in this world. There is one more point that the Ramchal makes here. Although we've clarified that the point of Yisurim and Gehenim is so that every person is afforded the level of perfection necessary to be a part of Olam Haba, so that they can connect to Hashem in perfection, this doesn't mean that everyone will be on the same level. The process is just so that everyone can reach the minimum necessary to be able to enter Olam Haba. However, the actual level of connection and good that each person will experience will be in accordance to the level that he has achieved during his lifetime. This is part of Hashem's ultimate wisdom, that not only should a person be zoicha to good only through his own efforts, and it shouldn't be given to him as a gift, as we've discussed at length, but also the exact amount of good that he gets is only in accordance to his own efforts. Whatever he ends up with is precisely what he has achieved for himself, nothing less and nothing more. He has no ability to complain. The system is perfect. It's fair and it's just. According to this, there is another very important point. Even someone who does mitzvahs and will be zeicha to enter the world to come, and some of his averis are removed with suffering in this world, it is still possible that some of his good deeds will not be rewarded in the world to come. Rather, he will receive his reward for them in this world. And the reason for this is because those good deeds, those mitzvahs, are tainted. They're tainted with bad, with evil, and with combination of what they actually are, what intent they were done with, how much harm they caused in addition to good, the repercussions, the ramifications restricts them from receiving reward in the world to come. And they can only be rewarded in this world. These people are tzaddikim and will enjoy the world to come according to their level, but those particular mitzvahs aren't capable of granting the person a higher level in the world to come, and therefore their place to be rewarded is simply only in this world. Everything we have said is to explain that the suffering of tzaddikim and the peace that Rishayim enjoy in this world is all as a preparation for the world to come. Any good that tzaddikim do experience in this world is not only as a repayment for the mitzvahs, but also more than that, as we shall learn in the coming chapters. This ends chapter 2 of section 2, and B'ezras Hashem, we will begin tomorrow chapter 3.